The presence of sixth grade minds continues to inspire me in my life of faith, especially by this question, which perhaps some of us have thought about before and really wondered what the answer is. Do priests automatically go to heaven? You're ordained, bam, they can do whatever they want on earth, and there they are smiling in heaven. No, they do not automatically go to heaven. As I responded to this young woman, this young girl in the sixth grade class, she looked surprised, and I said, you know as well as I know, there's only three places we can go, and priests are just like you. Heaven, hell, or purgatory. One of three, A, B, or C. There's no fast track for priests. The only soul that has a fast track is the soul, really, that is the model for you and me in the season of Lent. It's the soul of a baby who was freshly baptized. Last night, I was privileged to preach this homily because I had a visual aid. I baptized a young boy, Hunter Lee Sellinger. As cute as he was for 8 weeks, we understand that God's not in you before you're baptized. He's not in you. You're akin to a rock, if you can believe that. St. Thomas said that. That a baby without baptism is like a rock. Because you need baptism. Seems like a man-made rule, doesn't it? It isn't. Read the Gospels. It's clear. Jesus teaches us you have to be baptized to get into heaven. But boy, do parents and grandparents, and I would judge the whole church last night, when that water was splashed on that head, it all made us a little bit more happy. Because Hunter became a new creation in Christ, and God had total control of that young boy's soul. He'd go straight to heaven. It's not the case with you and me. We sin. That's the irony of getting older. We might have more money. We might be more mature in our skills. We might be more intelligent, but we're also more sinful. The far majority of us, if not all of us, except for the Blessed Virgin Mary, unfortunately get farther away from God as we grow up. It kind of stinks. But it makes sense that we have Lent. Because the whole point of Lent is to become more childlike. And as simple as today's gospel was, it's four lines. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus is trying to say, everything in you that's not childlike, do away with. All those spots in your heart and in my heart where we've sinned and become less childlike, we need to invite Jesus back so we can have the soul of a child. Because the soul of the child is most inhabited by God. So friends, Lent, yes, pray, fast, and give alms, whatever that might be. I spoke at Ash Wednesday, don't complicate it. Whatever you give up, whatever you don't give up, whatever you do or don't do, it's a great practical move to ask yourself every week in Lent, is giving up coffee, is getting to church earlier, is not eating between meals moving me closer to Christ? But make it simple. Get to Mass on time. Don't leave early. Don't chew gum in Mass. Bad breath for 40 minutes is okay. Or brush your teeth. Pray after Mass in thanksgiving to God, and perhaps have the chit-chat in the lobby, rather than in the pew. Pray with your kids one more time every week. Be a little bit more grateful when you don't want to be. Drive more patiently. There's 1,000 things we can do. And man, these days, in the beginning of Lent, the The devil comes in and he complicates it. Don't let that happen. All the little things Catholics do, not man-made, they're in the gospel. Pray, fast, and give alms from the mouth of Jesus himself. That's why we do what we do. But whatever it is, in the form of prayer, in the form of fasting, in the form of almsgiving, those little things must move us closer to Jesus. In other words, in the mind of a sixth grader, we need to do things that will automatically get us to heaven. And the more God is in your heart, and the more God is in my heart, the greater, not that chance, God doesn't work in chance, that's silly. The greater the truth and reality that as we live life on earth, our hearts don't become more adult-like, they become more childlike, because that's what will save our souls. Peter and Jesus don't want old hearts. They want young hearts, not in age and not in health, but young hearts when it comes to sin and repenting. That little box on both sides of the church called the confessional, do something similar baptism does. It forgives us our sins, and it washes away the muck that sin leaves us. A lot of us try really hard to overcome our sins, but we've given up on confession. So you'll struggle with these until you die, unfortunately. Confession matched with great prayer, good, healthy fasting, and giving of our time and talent to our Lord in the next 36 days can make our hearts a little bit more like Hudson's. He's just over 8 weeks, and he is a soul fully alive in Christ. He doesn't know it. He doesn't realize it. But in a special way, that eight-week-old boy is our model for the Lenten season. Don't make Lent something it's not. Don't make it a fight against what you can do or you can't do. Make it maybe more like baptism. Be joyful. Give up what you need to give up. But make sure that at the end of the day, your heart is more like Hudson's.